Hey, Rach. I was just coming over here to, Oh, wait, I don't have to lie to you. You don't live here anymore. I'm eating their food. What are you doing?
Ross is on a date with my sister. They shut the drapes 2.5 hours ago.
Whoa, I didn't know we could date your sister.
Joey, we know you steal our food.
We're good.
Are the drapes still closed, honey?
Yeah, and you know who should have shut their drapes is that perverted old couple 2 doors over.
Is that a swing?
Oh, don't even.
I can't believe Ross was going out with Rachel's sister. When Chandler made out with my sister, I was mad at him for 10 years.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, you got 5 years left.
Joey.
You want to make it sick?
Oh, Ross, hey, hi, how are you? There you are.
Hey.
So how was your big date last night?
It was okay. It was fun.
Yeah, it's fun?
Yeah.
Great.
So did you guys hit it off?
I guess so.
So did anything happen? Because rumor has it you guys shut the drapes.
No, nothing happened. I shut the drapes to show her slides of my favorite fossils.
Oh, slides. So really nothing happened.
Something could have happened. All right, she really dug my slides. Ooh. And she was definitely giving me the vibe.
My. Was it the please don't show me another picture of a trilobite vibe?
I'm telling you, she was into me, okay? Hey, you remember trilobite. Anyway. If she wasn't into me, why would she ask me out again?
She asked you out again?
Yeah, Tomorrow night, Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year. Who knows what could happen? I might not be shutting my drapes to show her my slides, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I got it, I can't. I'm not good with the you and my sister thing, okay? I just can't. It's just too weird, all right? I imagine the two of you together, I just freak out.
Okay,
it freaks me out, and I can't do it.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, it's too weird for you. I won't see her again.
Thank you, yeah.
I mean, after tomorrow night.
No, please, Rose, I can't do it.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell her tonight I can't see her anymore. You want me to call her right now?
Oh, no. I mean, come on, that's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. So what's going on with you? What is going on with you?
Well, I may be teaching another class this semester.
Yeah, do it now. Call her right now.
This is my favorite part. Me too.
I don't know what you guys are so sad about. It all works out. E.T. stays with Elliot, and they get to hang out and be best friends for, like, forever.
Joey, you've seen this movie before. E.T. goes back home.
What? Oh, no, I forgot.
You know what's sadder than this? Bambi. I cried for 3 days with that movie. No, wait, 2. Because on the 3rd day, my mother killed herself, so I was partly crying for that.
Well, see, now that I can see crying over, but Bambi is a cartoon.
You didn't cry when Bambi's mother died?
Yes, it was very sad when the guy stopped drawing the deer. Look, if this movie's making you guys cry so much, let's just change the channel.
Okay.
There.
Joey, you're crying over a Doritos commercial.
I was up for that part.
You know, Chandler, there's nothing wrong with crying. You don't have to be so macho all the time.
I'm not macho.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I guess I just never really cried, you know? I'm not a crying kind of guy.
Well, come on, man. There's got to be something that gets you choked up. Like, what if you saw a 3-legged puppy?
I'd be sad, sure, but I wouldn't cry.
Okay, what if the puppy said, "Help me, Chandler. All the other puppies pick on me."
Cry? I just found a talking puppy. I'm rich.
Oh, I've got it. I have got it. Pictures from your childhood. This will get you going good.
All right, what's going on there?
Oh, that's Parents' Day, first grade. That's me with the janitor, Martin.
Where are your parents?
Oh, they didn't want to come.
Oh, Chandler.
Poor thing.
So that story doesn't make you cry?
No, look, I don't cry. It's not a big deal, okay?
No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. You're dead inside.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are you Phoebe Buffay?
Yeah.
Can I get your autograph? I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, you're my biggest fan? I've always wanted to meet you. Hi. Sure, yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot. I just want to say, I think you're really talented.
You're just saying that because you're my biggest fan. Joey, listen. Take good care of that guy, okay? He's a fan. Bye.
So, you saw me on Days of Our Lives, huh? Want me to do a little Dr. Drake Remore for you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. But I just got Phoebe Buffay's autograph.
Oh, you're Phoebe's fan.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all her movies.
Movies?
That was Phoebe Buffay, the porn star.
I don't think so.
No, it was. She was in Sex Toy Story 2. Lawrence of Arabia. And I got her autograph.
The guys at the comic book store aren't going to believe this.
Gunther. Hey, don't let that guy in here anymore. He just said Phoebe's a porn star.
Well, I wouldn't call her a star, but she's really good. You should check out Inspector Gadget.
Hey.
Hey.
You'll never believe what just happened. Ross just totally blew me off, and he didn't even tell me why.
Oh, well. You know what, honey? The best thing to do to get over a guy is to start dating someone else. Oh, there is this great guy you will just love at work named Bob. He's a real up-and-comer in human resources.
Maybe I talk too much. Or maybe I should have been more, you know, aggressive sexually.
Oh, no. No. That would never have worked on Ross. But you know who that might work on? Bob in human resources.
You know, thanks for trying to cheer me up, but I'm not going to date some random guy from your work.
Not random. Bob.
It's probably because I'm not mature enough or smart enough. Or maybe he doesn't like the way I dress. No, that can't be it. It's really got to be the smart thing. I'm so stupid. I'm just this, like, incredibly pretty, stupid girl.
No, honey. Okay. Do you want to know why Ross canceled the date? Because I asked him to.
You asked him to?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you're my sister, and Ross and I have this huge history.
I don't understand. You want to go out with Ross?
No.
You don't want him, but you don't want me to have him?
You know Bob and human resources.
Oh, I cannot believe you did this to me. You had me doubting how smart I was. You had me doubting my fashion sense.
That's not that big a deal. You just don't date Ross. There's a million other guys out there.
Hey. You have no right to tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I am telling you what not to do.
Why are you always so jealous of me?
Jill, this is not about me being jealous of you. This is about you being a brat, wanting what you can't have.
Can't have? Excuse me. The only thing I can't have is dairy.
All right. Well, you just blew your chances at dating Bob.
Who?
Human resources! Jealous of her? I mean, who does she think she is? Princess Caroline?
You're jealous of Princess Caroline?
Do I have my own castle?
Hey, fault.
Phoebe's not here, is she?
No. Oh, great. Did you get a movie?
Yeah. But, I don't think it's the kind you're gonna like.
You didn't get more movies that are gonna have us reaching for the tissues all night, did you?
Sort of.
Guys, what's going on?
Phoebe's a porn star!
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Here. Phoebe Buffay in Buffay the Vampire Lair.
Oh my God.
That's Phoebe. Where did you get that?
Well, down at the adult video place on Bleecker.
Oh. And I saw Joey was about to go in, so I ran in ahead of him to surprise him. And then, then I pretended that I didn't know he was in there.
Wow. I mean, I just can't believe this.